Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
peace and blessings. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. You are now listening to the No Romance Without Finance show. I'm your host, Vernon Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining me. Glad that you could be with me this Sunday evening. I hope you had a great week. Mine ended on a good note, and I'm ready for a bunch of fun and excitement next week. So, last week, I lit the fuse and started to set it off. You know, everyone was charged with some action items, and we're actually going to build on that and continue and keep that rolling. This week, we've got some more action that we are going to be looking for you to take. And the theme for today's show, which really falls in line with just about everything that happened over the past few weeks, is acquire assets to produce what we need, to produce more assets, to produce more of what we need. That's a mouthful, right? Let it sink in for a minute. Acquire assets to produce what we need, to acquire more assets to produce more of what we need. What does all of that mean? Last week, we were talking, or the week before, as a matter of fact, I think, we were talking with Brother Victor Muhammad, Brother Vincent Muhammad, pardon me, from North Carolina, and he was talking about the farm, the farm that he operates on his property, his 1 acre of land, and how he turned that lawn, that 1 acre of land, the front yard and backyard and side yard, whatever else it is, regular house down there, just like every other person's house down in that neighborhood, but he turned his into producing land. And we were all urged to do the same, right in line with what we've been hearing from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on the Time and What Must Be Done lecture series. If you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, or really if you've been paying attention since the year began, it's been leading up to this year's Holy Day of Atonement, which will take place in Tuskegee, Alabama, where the details of Muhammad's economic blueprint are going to be divulged. Muhammad's economic blueprint was a call that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave back in the 60s for the masses of black people to begin to pool their resources, begin to save collectively. All of us put our money into a pot, and when enough of us do that, eventually that'll turn into a national economy, okay, an actual economy where we can start to look at buying acres and acres of land, producing land that will actually start to provide the needs of black people in America, people of color in America, all throughout this country, when we know that more and more as time has gone on and as it continues to go on, there's less opportunity, there are less answers to the problems that exist, and there's less reason to be hopeful that the U.S. government or benevolent white folks in America are just going to take care of us, black people, Latino people, people who traditionally have sat around and waited, hoping somebody will give us a job or give us a means to an end. You know, that's not going to cut it. Hasn't cut it up to this point, and certainly is not going to cut it anymore. True to life, just as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, they can't even solve their own problems. So what makes you think they're going to have jobs and the means to solve your problems? You look at right now, the U.S. government is talking about shutting down operations because they can't even come to terms on their own operation, operating their own affairs. So they can't get their stuff together. You know good and well we can't look to them to solve the problems that exist in our community and throughout our reality as black people in America. So the time is now to do for self. Do for self. What does that mean? It's a colorful term, and really, you know, I'm bold enough to say that we've cheapened it over the years. Do for self. Everybody says do for self, and we think we're doing for self, And in reality, in some cases, we ain't busting a grape. You know, we're not really making strides, not making progress in terms of what that really means. And that's why the theme of today's show is so important. Acquire assets. What are assets? If you listen to earlier episodes of the No Romance Without Finance show, there's one particular show we actually went through that and just that. It was just what the difference is between an asset and a liability is. What's a real asset and how do we get more of those under our belt? Assets is what is going to allow us to acquire land that will eventually become producing land that we can grow food from, that we can raise livestock on, that we can create and spawn industry from. You have to have land as the basis for independence. But guess what? Land costs. Costs money. Okay? We can think that we'll have a bunch of fish fry dinners, car washes, and, you know, just have people keep coming out of their pocket to do it. I think that could work. You know, it has worked in the past with nickels and dimes and dollars, but nowadays you need much more than people sacrificing nickels and dimes and dollars. Although the figures were given that if just 16 million, if just 16 million of us got together to save a nickel a week, a nickel a day, 35 cents a week. If 16 million people did that for a year's time, then by the end of a year, there would be $291 million-plus dollars sitting in a national pool, a pool that we can begin to use to acquire more and more of these assets that we say are so important. More and more of this producing land, that's the chief asset. One of the things that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said last week was that farming is the engine of our national life. Well, how is your engine going to run without fuel? You got to have fuel to put in the engine. Guess what the fuel is? You got to have money. You got to have the resources, tangible wealth, so that you can acquire that engine that you want to run and generate national life for you. Now, on one hand, it's a good start to say, okay, we're all going to pull out of our pocket and, you know, contribute to this, but we know that our sojourn here in America has been all about increasing our rate of speed. We got to do better than what was done 30, 40, 50 years ago. If they pull nickels and dimes and dollars, but we need to be thinking in terms of hundreds and thousands of dollars at a time. But we're at a time in America where so many of us are struggling. So many people are struggling to make ends meet. Everybody's got a big house note or rent to pay or a big mortgage. And, you know, if you think about how much things cost back then in the 60s, compared to how much things cost now, you're talking about four or five times, sometimes even more times the amounts. You know, think of what people were paying for rent back in the 60s and think of what people are paying for rent now. The salaries may have gone up, but guess what? They haven't gone up that much. And if they have gone up that much, the cost of living has gone up at a faster rate than the salaries have gone up. So even if you are making $50,000, $60,000, $90,000 a year, the rent that you're paying now is not proportional to the salary that people were getting back in the 60s and the cost of living back in the 60s. So we got some extra burdens on our back that we have to account for. We have to plan a little differently, and that's where this acquiring assets so that we can acquire land and produce what we need comes in. Now, yesterday, or last week rather, when I was on the show, we highlighted in reference a lot of the information and resources that are out there as it pertains to growing food, growing your own food. eventually we're going to need acres and acres, as I said, of land so that collectively we can produce a whole lot more than any individual can produce. But every individual needs to take responsibility for their self, their own household, you know, you and your family. It is imperative that every family have a garden. Every family start growing something that's edible. More and more information is coming out about the food supply, what you consume and continue to consume from the supermarket in your neighborhood, not just my neighborhood, not just those neighborhoods over there in those neighborhoods, those supermarkets in those neighborhoods, but this is affecting every sector in America. Nobody is escaping now the fact that the food supply in America, every supermarket in America is flooded with genetically modified foods, grafted foods, unnatural foods that we all are consuming, putting in our bodies, and it's actually killing us. Now, you can think that's far out. You can think that's kind of, you know, left field, or, you know, we don't have to pay attention to that. But years ago, and Minister Louis Farrakhan just highlighted it, that the two men at least, Henry Kissinger and the big new Brzezinski at one point in the last 20 or 30 years, I believe it is, have released plans, actual plans on the need for and how to exterminate 2 to 3 billion people off the planet. This didn't come from Al-Qaeda or, you know, Islamic terrorists or whoever they want you to think about when they, you know, when you think about wicked stuff like this. This came from the big new Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and the people who run in circles with them. They are trying to use government, food, vaccinations, and a multitude of other vehicles to exterminate 2 to 3 billion people off the planet. Think about that. When you go out and you drive through the drive-through real quick just to get something to feed you and your children, the next generation. Think about that. Fluoridated water. What is it? I used the example last week, the apple that came in a plastic pack and had the little cartoon character all on it, and it said bubblegum flavored apple. How do you get bubblegum flavor into an apple? What is bubblegum flavor made out of? That's not natural. They didn't even use a natural flavor. They didn't even use banana flavored apples or strawberry flavored apples. They used bubblegum flavored apples. That shows you something's wrong there. Something is up, folks. So we have to take responsibility for ourselves, because it's obvious that somebody or some people are taking action against us. They're taking responsibility for making sure that in a certain number of years, you and yours don't exist anymore. So what does this have to do with finance and no romance without finance? Well, the only way you're going to fight back, the only way that you're going to have some kind of a chance to make sure that your own efforts make a difference for yourself, is to actually get the tools, the means by which you can put yourself in a position of power, okay? The means by which you can, I think the term that was used yesterday on our webinar was, offset the imbalance of consumerism. Okay? We're consumers, point blank. That's all, just about all we do. For the most part, there's very, very little in terms of industry that black people in America produce. We're not on that end of the business cycle, production, manufacturing. Rarely are we on that end of the cycle. But consumerism, end consumer, we got that locked up. They talk continuously about the $1.1 and $1.2 trillion that flows into the hands of black people in America every year, and it doesn't even turn over once by and large. It just automatically, as soon as we get it, go somewhere and buy something that is absolutely no good for us. We buy genetically modified food. We buy products that are, you know, owned by people who support causes that aren't in our best interest. We just automatically, we're like a wheel in a big cog, just automatically take what we're given and just flow it on to people that, you know, just mean it's no good. We're not working in our own best interest. So that has to turn around. That has to change. We have to get ourselves out of the frame of mind that we're currently in. Even if we think that we're doing good by, you know, working an honest job or, you know, making an honest living, doing 8 hours, doing simple work that we've just done all along. It's not good enough anymore to think that way. It's not good enough anymore to operate at that level. Every individual, man, woman, and child, needs to step up a multitude of notches in terms of the impact that we're able to have on the world, on the planet that we live on. And it starts with being a tiller of the ground. It starts with being a farmer. It starts with putting your hands in soil and doing what's necessary so that something good and productive comes out of that you can use to sustain your own life and sustain the life and livelihood of your family and the people that you love. That's the starting point. That's where we find ourselves now. It's no longer about the Benz, the Beamer, the nice flashy suit, you know, this color garment and that color dress. And it's not about that. Not about that at all. We want to have the sisters who want to get married and want to make sure they have the biggest diamond ring or the flashiest. You know, if you get a little small ring, it's going to be some problems. It ain't big enough. Brothers, all about, you know, having a sister that looks a certain way. Her hair got to be this way. She's got to have long nails, you know. Well, you can't eat none of that. You can't sustain the health and well-being of your body off of that. So we have to start thinking differently. We have to start tuning our minds up, number one, to what's being said by Minister Louis Farrakhan, because that's the guide, and the guidance is what he's given, the time and what must be done. Whether you black, brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, Haitian, Asian, yellow, brown, red, whatever you are, even white people in America could all benefit from listening to what Minister Farrakhan is saying right now, because the people who are orchestrating this, like I said, Henry Kissinger and there's a big new Brzezinski and all of these people who are operating along these same plans and mindset, they don't have a cut card. They're not just portioning some people out. They're taking everybody out. 2 to 3 billion people on the planet, not just black people, not just people in Africa, not just people of color in different parts of the world. Every supermarket you go to right in America is serving up genetically modified food, is serving up food that's got chemical additives and hormones and all types of stuff that is not safe for human consumption. But it's passed off as food. It's regulated and passed on through and allowed to be sold as food, even though it may not very well be fit for human consumption. Just because it won't kill you or harm you immediately doesn't mean it's good for you to consume. Doesn't mean that it's made for you to eat or ingest. But we are all in the same boat. So just like in World War II, when the thing to do was start a victory garden, everybody who had a yard or space anywhere started growing their own food. Just that level of productivity and do for self and, you know, take care of ourselves and take care of one another. Everybody had a sense of responsibility and obligation to be productive in that way. We've got to get back to that. That was the norm for American culture back then. But guess what? That's an aspect of American culture that black people need to get deep into our system. Now, quick, fast, in a hurry. We need to get back to becoming good at farming, gardening, growing our own fruits and vegetables and herbs and things that are edible. Can't stress that enough. So, call to action. Okay, here's another resource for you. I don't remember if I shared it last week, but this week I'm letting you know specifically about the organic seed site. Organicseedsite.info has great resources for beginning growers, beginning gardeners. If you're looking into understanding organic gardening, what does organic mean? How do you make sure you're following the guidelines so that you are actually growing food that's going to be good for you, organic grown food? That's a great place to start. They also have as a resource, a site that offers organic and non-genetically modified seeds. Okay, if you want to be growing your own products, your own fruits and vegetables, you're going to need to make sure that the seeds that you're using aren't genetically modified. Okay, kind of defeats the purpose if you get all this organic soil and organic practices, but you know you're growing genetically modified food anyway. Don't fall for the trap. Organicseedsite.info has great resources that you can use and begin to increase your skill and your ability in that area. Then you'll be surprised how when community starts to form among us, you'll find some people who are good at growing tomatoes and some people who are good at growing zucchini and squash and other people who are good at growing leafy greens and other people who are good at growing cruciferous vegetables. And then we all come together as a community, and guess what? Everybody's fed. We all have what we all need. That's the key. Somebody told me a proverb. I can't remember what country this proverb comes from, but the proverb is about a whole bunch of people sitting at a table, and they all have little short arms and long spoons. Now, their arms are too short to take the spoon and feed themselves, so here's the dilemma. They can all starve because none of them sitting at the table have arms long enough to feed themselves, turn the long spoon around, and get it in their own mouth. Or they can survive for the future by turning those spoons around and feeding the people who are across from them at the table. That way everybody survives and everybody is taken care of. We got to start thinking like that. That's outside the box thinking, okay? And I keep priming that pump, that, you know, that lingo, outside the box thinking, because the next segment of the show is going to be a replay of the Black Trading Gods webinar that was done just last night, the Black Trading Gods teleconference call that was done just last night. The question was asked, why do we think so small? Okay, why are we limiting ourselves in terms of what we could be and what we could be doing? Okay, that's why we're in the situation we are now, where everything that we buy, everything that we consume, everything we ingest and depend on is actually working against us. Think about that. The very things that we go to eat and drink every day is actually killing us. The stuff that we send our children to school with their little lunch pails, or if they eat the school lunch, that crap is killing them. And we're just, you know, all in agreement. Let's do this. It's okay. Everybody's supposed to be health conscious, but we all, you know, put salad dressing on our salad. Every last one of the salad dressings on the market uses a soybean oil, cottonseed oil, palm oil, and every last one of them, all three of them, are three of the most thoroughly saturated genetically modified organisms, products in the marketplace, meaning almost everywhere you see it in the marketplace, it's genetically modified. There's almost no such thing as organic, non-GMO soy anymore. Monsanto has it all locked up. Non-GMO corn. it's almost better to just assume that it's not. It's so thoroughly saturated into the environment now that you almost can't find anything that is actually in those particular three areas that's not genetically modified. It's safer to assume that corn chips, corn oil, anything made from corn syrup, any of that, it's safe to assume that any of it is genetically modified. In last week's show, I gave you some examples of exactly what it means to be genetically modified. You know, what this genetically modified organism does to you when it's in your system. This is not new information. Okay, some of us may just be learning about this, but you know, this stuff has been around. Some of us have been talking about this since the 90s, 1997, 1998, and before then. So this is not new at all. But if you just getting on the bandwagon, that's good. Hurry up and get on the bandwagon and get busy. Get to growing. Get to planting some organic, non-genetically modified seeds and do what you have to do to see something actually grow, see something produced from your impact on the earth, okay? So that's a good way to go about it, and that fits right in line with the theme, acquire assets to produce what we need, to produce more assets, to produce more of what we need, okay? I really want to get into the teleconference, because we're going to cover so many things that really are right on point with the specific actions we need to start taking. If you can project, if you can look a year in the future, a year in advance, and see where you want to be and what type of things you need to be doing, okay, we need to be doing. Cover a lot of that in the Black Trading God teleconference that we did. So what I'm going to do is we're going to hear a word from our sponsor, and we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to go right into that segment. But I see that we have someone, a guest, a longtime friend, somebody who I haven't heard in a while, Sister Gidget Muhammad. Join me on the air. This is Gidget. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Gidget. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Gidget. Uh-oh, maybe she can't hear me. Well, she's there. We know that she's there. I thought she wanted to come on and join us for a little bit, but that's okay. What I want to do is keep it moving. I want to make sure, just like I do every week, our chief sponsor is Freedom Paper Company, okay? Again, talking about consumerism and how we are consumers and how we continually go and consume what we need, vital necessities, from people and from groups and from merchants who mean us no good. Well, it's time to start turning that around and changing the game. It's time to flip the script, okay? Freedom Paper Company is a company from our community, for our community, that produces something that every last one of us use, bathroom tissue. Freedom Bathroom Tissue is the brand. You won't find it in Walmart or Target. You won't find it at your local supermarket. It's an independent company. It's on the rise in your community, so you can get it directly from independent distributors, of which we are looking for more. If you can't find an independent distributor in your state or in your city, then guess what opportunity is knocking at your door? Get in touch with me about that. But in the meantime, when you think about buying bathroom tissue, when you think about buying paper towels, when you think about buying trash bags or any type of cleaning or janitorial supplies for your home, or for your office, or for your child's daycare or school, or any facility, residential or commercial, that you frequent, think about Freedom Paper Company, because that black-owned company supplies all those needs. And when we support black businesses will turn around and will support our community. So visit the website, www.freedompapercompany.com, and place an order for whatever the products are that you see there. I guarantee you, you use something that is found on that site. If you use bathroom tissue, there it is. If you use trash bags, there it is. So support the Buy Black initiative. We started that 1 year ago, a little bit over a year ago. As much as possible, we all were supposed to be doing what we can to actually support and buy what we need from black businesses, black merchants, anywhere and everywhere that we go, whenever possible. So Freedom Paper Company is definitely one of those ones that you can support, because it certainly is possible and it certainly is necessary. So we're going to go into the next segment, which is the Black Trading Gods and the teleconference that was done last night. It was an awesome call that we did, and we actually brought to light a whole lot of ideas that are outside the box, okay? I don't want to give the theme away because we're going to go right into it there, but these are all things that you should see yourself in the picture with, okay? I'll leave it at that. So stay tuned. Stick right here with us. We got a little bit of music that's going to come up because we're taking a break right now. And right after that, we're going to get right into the subject matter of Black Trading Gods. So stay. Don't you dare go away. This is the No Romance Without Finance show. And we got something good right on the other side of this.
Cause
Peace and blessings. Welcome to the Black Trading Gods and the webinar that we're doing tonight, where we're ready to raise an interesting question. The point was raised, actually, that black men and women, black people in general, think too small about doing for self. You know, that's a term that's near and dear to all of us here. Why must the work options for the black man be so menial? Why not trade? We're going to have a great discussion tonight. I'm here. My name is Brother Trader Logical, and I'm with my co-host, my partner, Brother Trader Matic. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good. Peace to the black trading guys and everyone listening on right now. It's good to be here right now. Big bro, how you doing?
All right. I'm feeling good like a winner should. Today's a good day. I'm hyped up. We just got finished hearing part of the message from the time and what we know must be done from our big brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's just drilling home exactly everything that we're about to start talking about. So let's get right into it. As I said, you know, we put the question out there, why are we thinking so small? We are stuck inside the box. And for you who are listening and who are joining us for this this teleconference, we want to make sure that we bust up that in-the-box thinking. We got to think bigger. We got to go beyond what we're comfortable with, what we're used to, and what probably our first line of thinking is. There's a list that our fearless leader, Trader Fox, found. Someone posted on Facebook where they suggested 10 easy businesses a man can start to support his family. And it was an interesting list. You know, not that any of these things, you know, if a brother or a sister or whoever is trying to do honest work and they're trying to do what they have to do to feed themselves and their family, there's nothing wrong that anybody can say about that. But when we looked at this list and we looked at what people's first line of thinking was, it just became so apparent that we are in this mode where we're settling for less than the best. Or even if we're, you know, not settling, we're comfortable with doing what's just good enough to get by. Just to get by is not going to work it. You know, just to get by is not going to make it. When we talk about having the knowledge of God, when we talk about supreme wisdom, it's not good enough to just do enough to get by. Okay, so listen to some of the things that were put on the list, and then we can, you know, start talking about this and ultimately present that outside-the-box thinking that we hopefully will get you to focus on. But when asked what are 10 easy businesses that a man can start to support his family, these were the answers that were listed. Number one, I don't know if they were in any order, but listed from top to bottom was landscaping, moving or hauling junk, transportation, delivery, scrap metal collecting, brokering, that says connecting workers with work, street marketing, handing out flyers, etc., coaching, sports, mentoring, being a handyman, buying and selling furniture, antiques, or electronics, and last on the list was creating and selling items. Now, again, you know, these weren't necessarily ranked in order or anything like that. And, you know, when I look at these, some of these, there's obviously more to them than just what's here. Why do we think so small, Brother Tradematic? What do you think is going on? Why are these the top things or the first things that people come up with?
I think, honestly, it's a stigma from slavery. It's just, like you said, just enough to get by. It reduces us to what the Caucasian does not want to do, not necessarily. And it keeps us thinking not control of the earth, not thinking global, not thinking like trading. Think it makes you think global. It gets you to thinking in your neighborhood, cutting grass. None of that stuff conveys enterprise. When you look at landscaping, moving and hauling junk, those are things that a lot of people don't want to do. And the way we do it, we're not thinking of enterprise in it like the Caucasian thinks enterprise. He's hauling junk and shipping on cargo ships. You know, when they do scrap metal, they're shipping that to China on cargo ships. He's enterprising it. But that's not what this flyer implies. It implies walking around your neighborhood looking for scrap metal and taking it to the local scrap metal yard and getting some money. It's a hustle. And all of those items, like, it's no disrespect or any disrespect to those that are actually doing these things to try to do it, but we're just talking about the mindset of why this? Why are these the options? Why are these the easy jobs that a man can do to support his family? When a Caucasian, what's easy to him is sending a satellite to Mars. That's easy. That's supporting his family. Or when Steve Jobs, or when he was 20, 22, and they started Apple in their garage, that's an easy business to support his family, even though you might not see it in 1975, but you clearly see today in 2013 that Apple is not only supporting a family, but it's supporting children of the children of the children of the children of Steve Jobs that ain't even here yet. It's generational wealth. So it's clearly long-term thinking, but not this. Like I've said before, you don't call a handyman to build a mall. See, just that connotation, it just denotes you to something very small. Someone you call to fix a pipe around the house. But when you want to build a mall, a skyscraper, a city block, you call a developer. That's an easy way for a man to support his family. Become a developer. Qualify yourself for it. That's all you have to say. But I think we just collectively think small. Why not trade? You can make twice, 10 times as much money trading with less physical effort than doing some of these jobs that were suggested as for a man to support his family. I don't really think you can support your family street marketing. I've yet to see where somebody gets paid to hand out flyers in this modern time where we can develop a mobile app and send mobile campaigns to everybody who has a phone. Why hand out a flyer, and who's going to pay you to hand out a flyer? And if they do pay you to hand out a flyer, it's less than minimum wage. So we got to think bigger, don't you think, Brother Vernon?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, as I was looking at this list, I actually tried to figure out, you know, how each one of these would work. You know, if I actually said to myself, hey, I'm going to do this one, you know, how is the money going to come in? And I still can't figure out the street marketing part. I don't see where, you know, where handing out flyers is going to generate income. But again, one of the things I said I wanted to do, and I didn't get time to do it, was put together the list, you know, that comparison list. You used a couple words, Brother Trader-matic, that represents that out-of-box thinking that we want people to kind of focus on, and what will eventually go right nicely with the idea of trade and trading and trade and commerce. You know, you said enterprising, as opposed to the hustle. You know, I remember a time in my own, you know, my own life, when I was a much younger man, it was almost like a major accomplishment for me to end the day with an extra $20 in my pocket. You know, the transactions and the amounts of transactions that I thought about were literally, you know, on that level, $20. You know, if I could make $20 today, that'd be good. You know, I would get incense and oils and, you know, bean pies and whatever else I was selling. And at the end of the day, $20 to $40, $20 to $60. That's a good day. And again, not that anything is wrong with earning an honest living. And I tell you the truth right now, if I found the extra $20 in my pocket, I'd be happy. I'd celebrate. But the point of the matter is that, you know, that was 20, 25 years ago. And now, you know, just last night, I was having a conversation about how to turn tens of thousands of dollars into millions of dollars. You know, so there should be a natural progression that we're all looking at and we're all looking towards. But at a certain point, you have to ask yourself, you know, if I have to provide for my family, if I have to take care of myself, if I have to meet other people's needs, if other people are depending on me, is it good enough? Is it really good enough for me to think about mowing a lawn? And if I am thinking about mowing a lawn, how can I turn that into actually developing plots of land? You know, actually developing as opposed to being a landscaper. What's wrong with being a developer? Okay? Instead of thinking about collecting scrap metal, why can't we think about profiting off of the movement of tons of steel or tons of tin or aluminum from one country to another across the ocean?
Right. Right. Why not that? Enterprising it where we're and like I know people who do that now, and it's they're not scrap metal, and it's not on an enterprise level where they're shipping on cargo intermodal big rigs and shipping it via a port overseas. It's literally just so I can pay my bills. Let me find some metal and go get some money and do that. And the people we're taking it to are the ones who are enterprising it. Or why not trade precious metals? Like learning how to trade really offsets all of that in so many facets. We can trade metals. We can learn how to trade and trade precious metals, copper and gold and silver and palladium, and take the profits off of that and use that to further our own interest. Use that to create a business that you're born to do and not necessarily a hustle. I think our language among black people is we got to hustle. I understand what that means, you know, but it still denotes something where it's not long-lasting, it's temporary, it's short-term just to get you through, not enterprising. When we could trade and make 10 times as much as doing any of those items on that list. And if you want, you can get your seed money from trading in the markets, get your seed money out of that to use that to open up one of those businesses where you're enterprising landscaping. You're not driving a cab, but you're owning a cab business. That's the difference between, instead of saying transportation and delivery, say logistics, where you're controlling the scope of things. Now your vision is spread. But this list, whoever put it together, is probably well-meaning, and no disrespect to them, but it just denotes us to something very menial, where it's not enterprising. It's not getting us to think global. Like I was telling Brother Trailogical earlier, Mark Zuckerberg is a good example. He was 20 or 21 when he founded Facebook, when he developed Facebook. He developed something that changed the world. Over 1 billion people use his Facebook. For Muslims, he understands better than a lot of us who recite our lessons verbatim. He understands better that the earth is 24,896 square miles in circumference, 7,926 miles in diameter. He understands that way better than a lot of us. Why? Because he developed something out of his dorm that is over, covers the entire globe. The entire world uses Facebook, checks in Facebook, gets up in the morning, checks Facebook. It moves the world. So out of that man's mind, as a youngster of being 20 years old, he developed something that forced the world to conform to it. That's something easy to me. That was something easy. He did it. He didn't have any resources, and then he got the resources. Why not focus our mindset to do the same thing rather than these menial jobs that are labor-intensive that no one else wants to do? And suggest that for the black man who is the descendant of the creator himself, that he's God too, but this is what he's, like you said, Brother Trailogical, this is the best I can do, or I'm just selling just for enough. Like, I kind of reject that notion. We got to think bigger. In trading, we can do that. What are your thoughts, fam?
No doubt about that. I like that. I definitely like the idea that you brought up earlier We were having a conversation. We have a lot of conversations offline, y'all, so, you know, excuse us. But we have to refer to so many of the points that we bring up. And you used the term that was right in line with what you were saying, offset the imbalance of consumerism. You know, the things that we utilize so much, the things that we consume, the things that we buy, spend money on, whether we do it out of just habit, you know, we can't give up or break the bad habit, or whether it's just actual necessity, you know, things that we purchase, we know that we need and utilize, and we know that we're going to run out and we're going to have to get some more of. There has to be something put in the mix where even if you find yourself in a job, a position, a career path that is, you know, maybe on this list or something else that you know, could be bigger, could be better, there's still a way for you to move yourself, move your family and your legacy forward, okay? The aim and the goal and the destiny for each one of us is to make an impact on this world. And when we limit ourselves in our thinking, we cut off our ability to do that. Brother Tradernomics put in the in the chat when we were talking about precious metals and collecting precious metals, he said, yeah, there's money in that industry. Notice, he didn't say there's money in collecting scrap metal. He said there's money in that industry. But we focus on the collecting, on the collection and the owning of the facility where the money is. That's thinking outside the box. Don't just collect the metal and take it to somebody else and give it to them. Think outside the box. There's transactions. I say this every time that we get on this webinar. I'm going to say it again. There's transactions that are taking place all around the globe every day. And there's no reason why we can't put ourselves in position to benefit, to profit off of that. That's what trading is all about. That's what the black trading gods are all about. And that's what the simple trend system that Brother Trader Fox is teaching us about. Specialized knowledge is what puts you over the top, okay? It really takes learning something of significance to go from being a landscaper to being a developer of acres or square miles of land, okay? That's specialized knowledge. You got to know how to do that. You know, clear out trees, level land, survey all of that stuff, and make sure that it's safe for a building or a complex of buildings to be built on. That's totally different than just mowing the lawn, okay? Specialized knowledge would take you from picking up cans and collecting scrap metal to actually facilitating a trade transaction that results in millions of dollars, not just for the people who are in that transaction, but for yourself as well. Get a piece of that. Specialized knowledge. That's important, and that's what we have to go and get. That's the outside the box that we have to incorporate into our thinking and into our language. Brother, here's an example. This is perfect. An example of specialized knowledge. We were talking earlier about a particular trade that you were dealing with, that you were looking at. Give us some details about that.
Yes, sir. Right now, currently, I have a position in JCPenney. And JCPenney, the stock itself is going down. Every day it's going down. It's in a decline. If you pay attention to the news, you'll see them crying about it going down, and they don't really think JCPenney is going to survive if they do not have a good Christmas this Christmas coming up. Well, it's a stock that's declining. In my position on JCPenney, I got into JCPenney on August 12th, and I currently have gained a profit of $8,650 on a stock that's declining. It's going down. And so that's specialized knowledge to make money on something that's declining. And you can actually make money on something that's declining, but they don't teach you that. They know it themselves, but for our people, for this purposes, they don't teach us that. So on a stock that's declining, a company that's really going under, I have a profit of $8,650 right now on that position. And it's declining. So that is specialized knowledge that Brother Trader Logic was talking about, being able to see the opportunities in when a market is up or down and extract it for yourself. That's almost ten. That's almost 10 grand in 46 days since I've been in that position, and it's on something that's not going up. It's going down every day. It's going down. I just want to stress that more. And so that's a different alternative to each one of those on that list, the 10 items of 10 easy jobs that a person can do. Almost 10 grand in 46 days, which one of those jobs or things that you can do on there can generate something like that in that amount of time without you giving physical labor towards it? So it's about learning that knowledge, learning this trading knowledge, and then using that for yourself, family, and people. It opens up so many doors. Brother Trey Elijah, I see we have Brother Torrance who wants to chime in. Can we open up his mic?
Yes, indeed, Brother Torrance. If you are on, I think your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Peace and blessings to the Black Trading God. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother. How's everyone today?
Feeling great. Feeling great. We're glad that we have you here, brother.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to interject, brother, that we have to, that question, I didn't hear all of the topics or the items that were listed, but what I did hear is what we as a people are used to. And what we as a people have only been turned on to, which is not to demean what we're doing, because everybody that we, most of us have to find a hustle where we can make money. And the list contains those things that we have access to. So many of us never have access to this knowledge that Trader Fox has introduced us to and is really training us on. So it's advantageous for us, Black people in particularly, to become acquainted with trading, become acquainted with commodities trading, and what we consider the art and the science of business. We are dealing with the art and science of business. So that's what those who are on the call should understand and should come into the knowledge and realize what we are offering is not just another aspect of business or something that you can get in and make money, which you can, but what we are introducing and what we have been introduced as the trading gods is the art of business. And really, we need to really focus on art. What is an art and what is business? Because what we've been trained in that line of work as far as what business is not truly business. It's really not. So when you start getting into the art of business and the science of business, now you're thinking globally. Now you're focusing on the means of production. You're focusing on commodities. You're focusing now on wealth, because wealth is something that continuously generates income for you when you are no longer here. And that's what we lack. We don't have wealth to pass on to our families, to our children, to our people, whereas the Caucasian has wealth to pass on. So as was stated earlier, as far as Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs is no longer here, but he has wealth that it will be passed on to generations upon generations to come. So he will be around, meaning his spirit and his mind will be around for generations. We must understand this, for generations. So what we're being introduced to through traders, Steve Fox, is how to become, how to obtain generational wealth. And we've obtained generational wealth through the mechanisms that we have been locked out of for so long. And that's why you don't have anyone else who has introduced this knowledge but our brother Steve. And I commend him, and I want to really thank him for what he's doing, because now he's not giving us a fish. He's teaching us how to fish. As the scripture says, you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. So what we're talking about here tonight is we're talking about lifetime of eating, something that you can pass on and teach your children and their children. Now we're becoming powerful as a group, as a people, as a community.
No doubt. That's a great comment. I thank you for adding that in, brother. And you made one point that's – you made a few points, but I have to definitely echo that, again, you know, this is a sensitive area, you know, because we may have hit or we may hit some career or some job that somebody who's listening has. And we're not trying to demean or belittle any honest, you know, work that people are doing. As a matter of fact, the only thing we're trying to do is make sure that we present an alternative to the negative that we're doing so we can get ourselves and our people away from what's going to get us in trouble and cause us more harm, but also actually provide a means for us to step up and step into something better and bigger and more meaningful for ourselves, our families, and our people as a whole. So in other words, since you mentioned Steve Jobs, we were having a conversation earlier, and another word, one of those out-of-the-box words that came up was legacy, okay? We have an obligation and a duty to leave a legacy while we're here, you know? I think about myself in the position of life that I'm in now. You know, my parents are just recently retired. They're approaching 70 years old, and they're to the point where they, you know, they paid their dues. But looking at this list, I'm thinking of things that, you know, my dad, now that he's retired, he can't do it like he used to, but he's thinking about, yeah, I can go and be a handyman, or I can do this, or I can, you know, fix up some cars or whatever. You know, some things you can't do like you used to, and at a certain point, you shouldn't have to. So we got a duty and an obligation to come up with better than what the previous generation came up with, and that's where this science of business comes in, okay? That's where the science of trading, the science of understanding systems and actually putting them to work for us. That's why we're here. That's what's so important about this, and that's why it's so important. I'm going to put another action request out there right now. It's important for you to share this. The fact that we're doing this teleconference now, make sure that we spread the word, because the aim and the goal, what Brother Steve Fox is doing, is taking a break away from his normal operation, which is teaching the science of business around the world, and focusing specifically on brothers and sisters in our nation, brothers and sisters who many of us took a pledge that we would commit ourselves and strive to building businesses, homes, schools, factories, and entering into international trade. Got to echo that. You know, it's words that we said. So here's the reminder. Let's live up to that. Let's be about that. And let's turn what we're talking about now into something that can really benefit our nation and the causes that we say we want to support. Real quick, I want to give you all the what you have to do if you want to join the conversation. If you're on the phone line and your line is muted, you want to unmute yourself by pressing *6. And then if you hit the number 1, that will raise your hand and let the moderator know that we should bring you in. Also, if you are joining us on the web, if you have a question, just type it in into the chat area, and we'll either ask you a question, or if you want to join us, just make that known, and we'll gladly bring you in, unmute your mic. So, Brother Trader-matic, where do we go from here, brother?
Let's tie it into trading, fam. That's our premise, the black trading gods. How could we make trading make more sense to our people than if they're doing any one of these 10 jobs right now, if they see it as their only way out?
All right. So we're looking at, I'm excited about what I've been learning just over the last few weeks. You know, and there's so much more to go, but just with this last few weeks, I'm understanding how some of the things that we routinely spend money with, okay? Think about it, Starbucks, Chipotle, think about Apple. How many people have an iPhone or an iPad? And how many of us are looking at buying the next new thing that comes out? But we don't put ourselves in a position to benefit from that. The brother just gave an example, JCPenney. How many of us have shopped at JCPenney before? If times get hard, if things get worse than they are now, this brother has found a means and a way to to produce income, which is exactly what you would do if you got into any one of these 10 jobs or if you are working in any one of these 10 jobs or positions. You found a way to extract over the last 45 days over $8,000. I don't see anything on this list that can produce, you know, anything close to that. So we got to, and there's more to go and more to learn even beyond that.
It's in the thinking. And I'll tell you, as a trader, I'm looking at the list, landscaping, moving junk, transportation, scrap metal, brokering, street marketing, coaching, handyman, buying and selling furniture and creating and selling items. The first thing I look at is I'm not going to do that. If people who know me personally, I'm not a labor-intensive person. But as a trader, I'm going to find out what companies on the market do that, and if they're trending, if they meet our rules, I'm going to trade them. Like, there's nothing escapable on this planet that if you're on the market, you're going to be traded. So as opposed to giving your life and your time for little or nothing, because that's just been our alternatives to us, like Brother Tradernomics was talking about the science of business, that's one of the things the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the Caucasian didn't teach us. Well, trading is the absolute science of business. It's right down to the T. JCPenney is a publicly traded company. It issues shares on the stock market. That's how it's able to stay afloat, even though it's going down. And all these companies are mostly on the stock market. And if they're not, they're private. They got money from institutional investors, an investor who invested money in them from behind the scenes, like the Mars Company, a rich family, the Mars family. They own like Hershey's and Reese's Pieces. It's a private company, but they're on the market. So this is the absolute science of business. But trading knows. Trading, learning to trade, everything that you consume, anything that you expend money on, you want to offset that by trading the companies that provide the products for you or the services for you. Trade it. I'm in Facebook right now, as an example, and Facebook consumes a lot of my time, like it does most of us. Just without a doubt, it does. I got into Facebook August 5th. I have options on Facebook. That Facebook options is around, when I looked at it, a little over 28 grand. Since August 5th, okay? That's the idea you should have about trading something you consume. Consume means one who spends his time and money wastefully. So if you use Facebook and you post statuses all the time, which is good. Some people in my friends list, they're teaching. I learn a lot. Some people is nonsense. It comes with the territory. But if Facebook takes a significant amount of time, you got to see who liked your pictures. You got to see how many likes you got. You got messages and you run to it. You're doing this. It's taking your time. But how much money are you getting off Facebook? How much money are you getting? You may not be expending money via Facebook, but it is taking your time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, great man, said, pay a man for his time. He didn't say pay a man for products he gives you. Said pay a man for his time. So look at it that way. How much money is Facebook giving you to use them? That's how we should look at it. And they're not going to give you anything. Yet Facebook, I think, has a $19 billion valuation, I believe. That's its worth. It's selling 50 million shares a week. People are in it. Well, my Facebook position is close to 30 grand, and I've only been in it since August 5th. So you do the math and divide that up by from August 5th to today. How much is that on a daily basis? I can look at that as saying that's what I made to use Facebook. That's what Facebook is paying me to use them. That is how we as a people have to change our mindset and look at this. Look at everything we consume. Everything and trade it. Not guess on, well, I'm going to just buy some stock and get in because some analyst said it, but learn how to. I think that's what we have to stress more of, Brother Tradelogical. Learn first. That's what we're advocating when we say learn from Brother Trader Fox. Learn how to trade so you know what to look for, what not to do, you know what you'll be able to interpret what you're looking for, and the other stuff that they say is relevant isn't. And you'll know this, and you learn how to trade. As Brother Trader Nami said, Brother Fox is teaching men how to fish for themselves. I'm very eternally grateful for Brother Fox because he showed me that I can fish for myself and a way to do it without having to landscape, which is no shame in that, but I live in Arizona in Phoenix. I'm not cutting nobody grass in 123-degree heat. Just not going to do it. It'll be messed up. I don't care really how much you're going to pay me. It's just too hot. So that's just not me. But he showed me a way where I don't have to do that. I can make exponential amount of money the way the Caucasian makes right now. And if I want to invest in that type of business, it puts me in the investor position. Because if Facebook keeps going up the way it is, let's say in 3 months, 4 months from now, it's 60, it's 70, it's 80 grand. That's off of something that I use every day. Imagine if that was tangible. What could you do with 80 grand? What could you do with 30 grand right now to start your own business? I see a lot of them on Shark Tank. I watch Shark Tank every week.
Right.
And I missed it yesterday, and then I'm thinking about it. But I watch it every week, and they're always asking the sharks, I'll give you 20% of my company for a $50,000 investment, for a $25,000 investment. Well, on Facebook, I have a little over 28 grand. What could you do with that if you had a plan and you have a certain skill set, a certain qualification, and you want to form a business and then enterprise? See, it's a lot that we can do from the market, and you ain't got to go work for somebody, you ain't got to go clock in, you ain't got to suppress your value system because you're afraid you're going to lose his job if you say something to the Caucasian who's talking to you a certain way. Like, you're a free person by trading, and that's the reason why they did not teach us trading, because you're a free person. You understand the market, you can interpret it, you're not afraid when they're talking about crashing. Hey, if they crash, great, because we, like I showed you, and JCPenney, it's crashing, but I got almost a $10,000 profit on it. Crashing, you'll be able to see the trend. You'll jump in. You make money when the market is going down. You make money when the market is going up. The rest of that stuff is noise, panic, people who are listening to so-called experts. Nah, we're not advocating that. We're advocating for you to learn how to trade. Then learn how to trade what it is you consume, profit off you spend money for, and then use that to better yourself, family, and people, Brother Trader Life.
Love it. Love it. We actually got quite a few people who are wanting to chime in and join in on the conversation. But first, let's go to one of the other black trading gods, Brother Trader Exhibit. I hear he's on the line and his mic is open. Are you there, brother? Brother A2? All right. I guess we're going to have to wait till he comes back in. Brother Tradernomic, I hear that you had another comment.
Sir, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
This is Tradernomic.
All right. Yes, sir. What was your comment, brother?
It's not a comment, brother. Since we are speaking to those who may be on the call for the first time, I'd like to give a couple of definitions. First, for what we're talking about, trading. And trading is the act or process of buying, selling, or exchanging commodities at either wholesale or retail within a country or between countries, domestic trade or foreign trade. And a commodity is something of value. We have to understand something of value. So when we're speaking about trading, brothers and sisters, we're speaking about engaging in business and commerce that we have something to offer. We have something of value to offer those not only in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in America, but around the world. So when we're dealing with trading, that means that we are engaging in business around the world to sell or to barter. Another thing for trading is bartering. So these are the foundations of what builds an economy and what builds a nation. So we're really taking it upon ourselves to learn how to move commodities and goods and services around the world. So when you're coming in and learning about trading, you're learning about establishing a business for yourself that would allow you not only to work in your market, which in this case would be like North America, the United States, but it also allow you to engage in business in other markets that with modern technology, you don't even have to leave your home. You can do it right there in the comfort of your home once you learn the art of trading. So I want us to really understand and really to gain an insight what we're talking about, because what we're talking about, we don't want to get so convoluted in trying to talk to you about trading and why it's so important to trade without first giving you an understanding of what it is that we are actually doing when we talk about trading and when we're talking about commodities. And we're only talking about what we consume as consumers. And we're trying, and we're asking everyone to start understanding that and start not being a consumer, but to be a distributor. So now you're distributing a product that is out there that you see that you may want, and you learn how to trade it, and you take that product and you become a business entity within yourself to go out now and move around a product or whatever that you choose to engage in to make money, to build an economy for your community, for yourself. And I just wanted to interject that because I want us to, for those who may not understand, because some of them might be on the call who might not really understand what we're talking about. Even though we think we're keeping it simple, some don't have an understanding of business. So we have to make sure that we bring them up in degrees into what we're doing and what we're talking about. So that's all I wanted to just add.
Thank you for that, brother. We have to continually make sure that we're stepping back and connecting all the dots. So that's important what you said. And I'm glad that you interjected when you did, because we have more to go. But we want to definitely make sure that we don't leave anybody behind in this, because ultimately this is about all of us together collectively rising and doing much better than we have been historically in this country. So thank you for that again. There's some Brother Daryl Lights from the is in the chat room just lighting it up for real. he left a comment and then he raised a couple of questions. He said if we as a nation are not producing anything, somebody's got a lot of noise in the background. Oh, thank you, wonderful. Brother Daryl Light raised made a comment. He said if we as a nation are not producing anything of value to the nations of the world, why are we important? And that raises an interesting question, because in one of our questions and answers in the lessons, we state that what we want is equality in society with the best in civilized society. Yeah, equality means that you have to be productive. You have to have something of value to everybody else. If everybody's going to put their stuff on the table, you got to have something to put on the table as well. So we have to get our weight up instead of just thinking about being a consumer, or a step up from that, you know, doing the base level job in an industry. Let's move on up that ladder when we talk about business and trade and commerce, and look into how we can own or benefit from the transactions of business by trading. So the brother gave a wonderful definition of what trading is. So that's something that should help us to move forward. Brother Daryl Light raised the question about a Potbelly IPO, and Brother Tradeological, Brother Tradematic, said something that kind of answered that. You know, there's a lot of noise and a lot of things happening in the marketplace, in markets around the world. But the beauty of what Brother Steve Trader Fox is teaching us is a system, a specific system that tells us when it's time to make a move or take a position in the market and when it's time to just sit and wait. Doesn't matter if it's an IPO or a release or this or that or the other. If it's something that you consume, then it's worth looking at to find out when the system says there's a bona fide trend with that particular entity for you to get into a trade, whether that trade is going to go up or whether that trade is going to go down. Most people, when they think of an IPO, they'll buy some stock and they'll hope that it keeps on going up. Doesn't matter. As Brother Trader-Matic just demonstrated, even if this IPO is a flop and it goes down, systems, trend traders, know how to look at that, identify what direction that trend is going in, and ride that trend to profit. So that's what we're learning.
Yes, sir. Yes, we don't, with the Potbelly IPO, I think that's the owner of the Empire State Building is going public. The type of traders we are, we don't rush for IPOs, like Brother Trailogical said. We wait till it starts trending. If it meets our rules and it's trending, then we'll get in. But we don't invest in that manner the way an investor or get in on an initial public offering. And to Sister Shannon's question, she said, what about healthcare and options in daycare? Absolutely, sis. There's a lot of healthcare companies that is on the market. United Healthcare is one of those. And those companies, if they're trending and they have options on them, which they do, we'll get in. I'm always looking at the healthcare. We're spending money on healthcare and we're paying them for healthcare. We should make money off of them trending. It's like I was reading not too long ago, top 25 healthcare companies right now, and each one of those I was looking at to see if they're on the market, to see if they're trending. See how many shares, average volume is moving each week, what the options look like. Because I'm always looking to get in on a position to make money off something that I consume. I've had United Healthcare. I had Health Net. Those are two of the insurances that took my money. So I'm looking to recoup some of that from them. I don't have them no more, but they're still on the radar. I'm trying. I'm finna make money from back. Deductions that they took from years ago when I had Health Net. So, yes, ma'am. Daycare, I'm not sure, but if there's larger daycares that are on the market, if they're on the market, they're tradable. One of those daycare companies that are across the country, one of those big ones, or the Tutor Time or something like that, if they're tradable, they're owned by a parent company and they're on the market, yes, ma'am. And that's a good question that you raised, because if you have children in a daycare, they're doing a good service. They're watching the children while you go to work or do whatever you have to do. And it's very expensive, daycare is, I know. And so you should offset that expense by trading a daycare company. Even if it's a private daycare company that's not on the market, find a daycare company that is. It's the same industry. And take that money off of them. But learn how to trade first. Don't jump into the market and because it sounds great and it sounds fascinating and you're hearing these big returns. Don't just go jump in the market. You would not jump into the seat of a 747 and try to fly it without no training. And even if you did have training, this is your first flight by yourself. I ain't gonna ride with you. You need to get some more hours under your belt. So it's the same way with the market. You gotta train. You gotta learn. So you know what to look at, what you know what to do. You understand volatility. It's a lot of things to it. It's simple, but it's not easy. But it is simple. And then once you get it and get it under your belt, then go for it. That's how I am right now. I'm everything on the radar, from what I eat, from what I drink, from what I watch. I watch ESPN, HBO, and CNN. Those are probably the three channels that I consume a lot of. Well, I was just looking not too long ago, see if they're on the market. And HBO and CNN is owned by Time Warner. Time Warner is on the market. Well, Time Warner will be traded. And ESPN is owned by Disney. So I will be trading Disney. They meet our rules. They're just not trending at the moment. Time Warner has been in a trend for 3 years, but it's not in a trend that I can get in right now, but I will be watching. And when it does go into the trend, I'm in it. I'm going to trade everything that I can possibly can that I consume. And that's how we as a people must look at what we're doing. We're the biggest consumers. So I was telling people, and before I give it back to Trader Logical, I was telling a person, go to reachingblackconsumers.com. That site gives you a clear picture of how they view us as a money machine. That's it. $1 trillion spending power. They break our demographics down from black gays to black old people to black women. They call us mega consumers, all 42 million of us. And it's a site that's geared towards marketers on how to intelligently take money from us, extract money from us, not show you how you can profit from the bottom line, but take money from you. And so that's how you should be thinking, how to take money from them with the same vigor, the same discipline, the same determination that they are coming at you to take your money. That's how you look at them. And trading levels the playing field, Brother Trader. Logical?
No doubt about it. No doubt about that. Brother Trader Exhibit is back on with us, I think. Is your mic open? Are you with us, brother?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
All right. We can hear you fine.
Yes, sir. Apologize for that earlier. Something's wrong with my phone app. But I just wanted to point out the importance of not just learning the trade, not just learning how to understand the markets, all that's needed and all that is good. However, having a system is just as important, especially for those who are skittish, for lack of a better word, about the markets, because the way it has been presented to most people is that it is confusing. It is so you have to listen to all the noise. You know, you have to have an accounting degree or some type of financial degree to even be considered a viable person to enter into the stock market. But with the system, you know, you have your checks and balances in place. And with Brother Steve's system in particular, you're outside of the gambling house, which the market has been for forever. I went looking over for some kind of stock screener to find the input that we use to get our stock setups our stock setups, and I couldn't find one that would that uses the indicators that we use, because they use so many other indicators that just don't mean anything to us. So back to my point about it, a system. When you have a system, you can say, go from step one, you know, A, B, C, D, and you're sure of yourself when you get into these markets or you get into these trends, and you're not scared, you're not skittish about losing money. Another thing, he teaches you risk management. So you know what you risk when you get into a trade, and you know how much you will or will not lose when you get out of the trade in the beginning. There's no guesswork to it. So I think having a system in place to do these trades is very important. We do not hedge, and hedging is you bet on both sides of the stock. You say, okay, I'm betting the stock's going to go up, or as we say, long. Well, you say, so that I don't lose all my money, I'm going to bet on the same type of stock to go down. So you try to make some money up. Well, we don't do that, because the system tells us what the market's doing now. We're not speculating. If it's going up, it's going up. We jump in. If it's going down, it's going down. We jump in. But we don't play both sides. And that, to me, is going to give way to a whole new generation of traders. And if you see the writing on the wall, then this is the time to get in. That's all I have.
Yes, sir, brother. One of the first things that I learned when we began studying this system is that our chief job is to become risk managers. You know, you talk about playing both sides of the equation. That seems like the most, pardon my French, asinine thing to do. You're looking to make money, but you bet for and you bet against. You just cancel yourself out. That doesn't make sense. What we do is find out which direction the trend is going in and make sure that we put the appropriate safety net in there. Safety net for if it's going down and we don't want it to rise too high, and a safety net for if it's going up and we don't want it to come down. We make sure that we are in the right position doing the right thing at the right time. And that's what this is all about, the time and what must be done. And Brother Trader Matic put a lot of emphasis on learning right from our very lessons. Problem 13, it starts with after learning, Islam, which is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. Then it goes on to say you must learn to use this to secure some benefit for yourself. So we've got the instructions, we've got the path laid out for us on what to do. The beautiful thing is that right now the time dictates that Brother Fox is giving us the how to do it. So for those of you who are interested in looking at and learning more about this or finding out exactly how this fits with you and what you're trying to do, I would urge you and suggest to you that if you're connected on Facebook, make sure you reach out to Brother Steve. He's listed there as Trader, T-R-A-D-E-R, Fox, F-O-X-X. Make that connection and let him know that you know, you want to find out more about the Black Trading Gods and you want to find out more about the simple trend system that he's teaching and taking this year, 2013, to teach to the members of the Nation of Islam. The truth is, after this year, I don't know if he's going to be benevolent and, you know, extend on. I don't think so. But he definitely is taking a year away from his normal operation to focus specifically on the brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam. So that is a blessing that we should definitely take advantage of. Brother Darrell Light, again, put another good question in the chat room. He asked about the Africa 50 Fund, involving fundraising for infrastructure building in Africa. I don't know if that's an exchange-traded fund or not. I don't really know much about it. We are traders, and if it is an exchange-traded fund and it meets the criterion, then it's something that we can definitely get into and find a way to benefit and utilize to help ourselves and to help our people and any other cause that we want to help.
Yes, sir.
I see Sister Shannon. She has a question. We can address that. She would like to know, what about the music industry? And I'm assuming she wants to know if we trade the music industry, Sister Shannon. If that is the case, yes, ma'am, we do. We absolutely trade the music industry. Sony is on the market. Universal is on the market. Time Warner, Warner Brothers is on the market. If you listen to music, you should trade it. Sirius Satellite, XM Radio, Pandora, all of those are on the market, and you should trade it. Trade it. Learn how to trade and then trade it. I myself, that was my career, is in music professionally. I do music for television, so I have about 600 episodes on TV, on a lot of TV shows that a lot of people watch, and I get royalties from it. But now that I'm a trader, I'm going to trade those companies that even though they're paying me to use my music, I'm going to trade them to make money off of them. Any facet of the music industry. Avid Technologies, which is the maker of any film you watch, they make the editing tools to edit, or Pro Tools, which is an audio system that they make that is industry standard in all the industries of recording. They make that. They're on the market. We trade them. Trade every facet of the music industry, microphone manufacturers, cable manufacturers, console manufacturers, bassoon, clarinets, whatever it is. If they on the market, you use it. Your children, they in band, they play the drums, they use it, trade it. That's how our mindset should be. Everything that we consume. I can't stress that enough. Everything. Some of us have Spotify. I don't think Spotify is on the market yet, but Pandora is. A lot of us use Pandora. Trade Pandora. Trade it. We can do all of that. That's what the Caucasian does. He already does this. That's why he profits the way he does, and we're doing landscaping and jobs that are not we're not enterprising. But he's enterprising and trading. One thing about trading that I must say, it makes you global. It makes you think global. You no longer think in local and regional. And for those of you who are in the Nation of Islam, when you first come into the nation, that's exactly what you're taught, to think global. You have to learn how fast the earth was turning, what it rotated at, its circumference, its diameter, the total area of the land and water, square mileage of the planet earth. A lot of these things, facts and figures you have to learn, is to get you to think global. Well, trading get you thinking global, without a doubt. You're paying attention to markets all over the world. If cotton and wheat and Coca-Cola and coffee, all of that stuff is traded over the world, all around the world, and you're paying attention to it, where you can benefit, extract profits to benefit self, family, and people. This is what we do as traders. Traders connects you to the God thinking because it allows you to see and be able to see opportunity even in a loss, even something that looks bad or destructive. There's always opportunity there. There's always opportunity, and that's how the Caucasian dude, he extracts that, but he uses it for himself. The difference from our position is he will extract it, but use it for self, family, and people. So, yes, trade the music industry, trade everything, television, film, everything. Brother Trader Logical.
You're absolutely right, brother. You're absolutely right. Brother Trader Exhibit raised a good point. He said we can even trade weather, trade what goes on and what happens as a result of weather. You hear about storms and whatnot that take place and devastate certain areas. Well, again, that's a transaction that takes place. And there's now that we've learned this, we have an opportunity to find a way to extract out of that and actually put back into the repair and the restoration effort that comes from that. Imagine if you had a way to find, people who live in areas where there are earthquakes, or people who live in areas where there are tsunamis and floods and tornadoes, whatever the case may be. You can actually find the way to extract resources, wealth, out of that occurrence and put that back into the benefit of the people who need it the most. Now, it's a beautiful thing when you're taught from a moral perspective, because that's how you know our minds just work. How can we make life better? How can we make life better for black people? How can we make life better for all of humanity? That's just how we work. It's hard to believe that there are people who get up and they put one pants leg on after another and they just try to figure out how to raise hell. You know, we're the best. We're the righteous. This is just how we do. This is our culture. So here's a means and a technology that we can use to increase our rate of progress, okay? So let's take advantage of this and take it seriously. It's beautiful when you think about all the things that can be traded. We have one of the guests who is in the chat room is in the clothing industry, sells beautiful garments. Well, guess what? The cotton and the fabric that those garments are made out of, that can be traded. Whether you're at a slow time or a good time, the sales cycle that goes on throughout the year, doesn't matter. There's profit and transaction and money to be made and wealth to be generated from trade and commerce all around the planet every day. There's no reason why we can't position ourselves to be the masters of the planet in that regard, that we know how to find and identify where those transactions are taking place, where those resources are going to pop up so that we can extract them and use them for the benefit of ourselves, our family, and our people. You keep hearing the same lingo, the same terminology that we're using over and over and over again, because it's just that simple. Benefit ourselves, our family, and our people. You know, learn this. Islam is mathematics. All of this stuff is simple, but it's stuff that, for whatever reason, we just haven't done yet. It's time for that to change. And there's a reason why you're on the call tonight. There's a reason why you're, paying attention to what the black trading gods are saying. There's a reason why this level of conversation is starting to spread more and more throughout our nation. It's the time and what must be done. Minister Farrakhan just got finished doing a whole hour long on the importance of us putting ourselves in position to produce for ourselves. He started with food. We know that what's on the market as it is now is being put out there by somebody who means you, me, and our people no good. What is our response going to be? What are we going to do about it? Okay? On one small scale, you as an individual can start growing your own food. You can get you some pots and put them in your windowsill and whatever. And you actually should do that. But collectively, we believe in collective unity. We believe in cooperative strength. We believe in the power of a unified body, a society of men and women or groups of men and women who get together and advocate one common cause. That's the beautiful thing about where we come from, what we're about, what we actually have at our disposal. And this is just another facet, as Brother Trader Matic is saying, another facet that we can utilize to benefit and build the future that we want to see. Trading, trade and commerce, and this type of activity, business, the activity of life, has got to be a stable mainstay in our life, in our daily conversation, and in just how we interact with one another. So there's something in this for each and every one of us, and there's a way for each and every one of us to be of greater benefit to the causes that are near and dear to our heart. So right now, we got one of the black trading guys who want to come in and join us. Brother Trader Namik is back, and he's definitely a valuable contributor to this conversation. So Brother Trader Namik, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm there. I'd just like to say to the brothers and sisters, when we talk about the Nation of Islam one, this is just one point that I would like to make. We're talking about all our people, all of our people, because Islam means peace, and we as a people are a peaceful people. So I want to make sure we put that out there so we can have an understanding for those who are joining this call. And you may have just heard the Nation of Islam, but we're not just here for the Nation of Islam. We're here for all of our people. The other point that I would like to touch on as well is for those who are in business, who have the salons, who are doing the metals, who are doing all of those things that generate an income for you and your family, those are good things to do. My background is real estate. I'm also a bail bondsman. And at one point I did metals. But I always use those things as a stepping stone to move to the next whatever business that I'm in. And everything that you learn in business, brothers and sisters, it will help you in this line of business, because you can then take all what you have learned and channel it, and you can be, and you'll be able to really see the picture of what we're talking about on a broader scale, because you've actually done business. You've actually done the business on a level in which we normally do business, but now what you have learned in doing that business for yourself, you can now apply that on a much larger scale, and you have a hand up on others who don't have a vision, who didn't have a vision to go out and do something for themselves. So what we're doing and what we're talking about, brothers and sisters, we're trying to build on some of the things that we already know. We already know how to go out and get the hustle on, but now we want to get into something that will bring us residual income. That was why I got into real estate, because I knew as a realtor I never really wanted to represent. I've always turned my clients over to my wife when it came to representing, because I never, that just wasn't me. I was always into buying real estate because I wanted to have what we call residual income. And what is residual income? Residual income is income that you can make whether you are asleep, whether you are up, you are on vacation, you're still making your income. But the difference between that type of residual income and the trading residual income is the level and the degree of pain that comes behind it. And what I mean by that, in real estate, when I had a lot of properties, you know, I had to deal with tenants. I had to step up to the plate if they're not collecting rent. All of that fell back on me. But with trading, you have a greater reward and a lesser headache, and you're dealing with residual income. So many of us are in multi-level marketing. I was in multi-level marketing. But many of us don't achieve in multi-level marketing or in other businesses because we never learn the science and the math behind doing true business. So all of us at some point in time, if you are on this call and you was willing to step up to the plate and listen to what we had to say, have a mind for business, have a mind for something that is better, for something that is an alternative to what you're being accustomed to. And I like to applaud everyone that was on the call, and please continue to come back, and we will get a little deeper into trading and give you different aspects of trading. So that's what I would like. I wanted to say, brother.
All right, thank you so much, Tradernomic. I definitely am happy to have you on board with us. You are contributing so much to this conversation, And you always come in with just the right point at just the right time. Thank you for bringing that balance.
Thank you, bro.
All right. We are getting close to the end. It's about time to start wrapping up. But I wanted to thank you all for taking the time and making sure that you can join the Black Trading Gods and hear what this subject is about. Again, take this and spread the word about this, okay? We have a habit, you know, especially in social media, we'll hit the like button and, you know, give a little thumbs up and whatnot. But our duty is to report the calls that are more distant than our own. You know, if you hear something from way out there, spread the word. You know, put the word in the hands and in the ear of the people who need it, so that next week and as time goes on, more and more and more of our people find out that there's a means and there's a way that we can make it better. That's exactly what this is about. I'm thankful for the simple trend system that Brother Steve Trader Fox is teaching us and showing us about. And I'm a little salty because I just realized that, you know, there's a whole lot more that we're going to learn, and I'm just anxious to get there. So thanks and big ups to the teacher of us all, Trader Fox, and the rest of the Black Trading Gods. So Brother Trader Matic, if there's anything else that you want to say, I think now would be the time, because we're going to give people a little bit more time to raise their last questions, and then we're going to close it on out.
Yes, sir. Quickly, I just want to go back to the point we were touching on about the ability to trade weather. Right now, you can trade hurricanes. You can trade rainfall, frost, snow, heat index, cold index. You can trade all of those. And we can use that to our benefit as a trader. I was looking in the chat and saw Sister Shannon said they make money off of deaths. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just how you use it. I mean, right now there are funeral homes all across the country that everyone has to pay for. They make money off of death. Someone has to bury that body. We're all going to die. Toxicology reports have to be done on a dead person. Like, it has to be done. So technically those people make money off of debt. But how we use that as traders, it's a lot to our power. I'm going to give you an example. The owner of Boston Red Sox, John W. Henry, he was in shorting the Tokyo Exchange, and the key, he was shorting that, meaning he was hoping that goes down. The earthquake in 1995 in Kobe, Japan, the Kobe earthquake hit, it killed 6,000 people. He made $1 billion off an earthquake that killed 6,000 people because it caused the Tokyo Nikkei to fall, to drop dramatically. Now, I'm not sure what he did with that money. I'm pretty sure he pocketed it. But he could have took that money as a moral trader. He could have took that money that he made off that and helped that area of the earthquake, people who were displaced, no longer had homes, who lost their homes, who lost their loved ones. Now you have a lot of capital to go help an area that's under siege, that was hit by an earthquake, and not use it for yourself. See, as Muslims, we are aware morally, and see, that gives us a lot of power, especially from how we think, since we are taught the Son of Man is who controls hail, rain, snow, and earthquakes. We know both Bible and Quran talks about that type of destruction hitting America, and it has. You can watch the news every day and see the weather do its thing. A lot of people are going to be displaced that type of weather. A lot of people are going to be displaced that are our people. See, but if we were trading the rainfall and hurricanes, and they were trending, and we took profit off that, we're in a greater position to help those people who become displaced. Imagine if Hurricane Katrina, and we were trading it when it was coming, and it was in a trend, theoretically, and we were making a lot of profit off that, and it hit. We saw a lot of our people displaced. A lot of our people were in the New Orleans, the Superdome, for days with no food, no water, no aid till a week later. But what if we made what John W. Henry made off the Nikkei when the Kobe earthquake hit? What if we made $1 billion just on Hurricane Katrina? What could we have done with that profit now to go into Mississippi, go into New Orleans, and did with $1 billion for our people, rather than waiting on the Caucasians to rebuild that area, we could have did it ourselves because now we have the capital. So what looks like a bad, what looks terrible, and it's a lot that's controlling everything, but we're actually countering that to a degree by making money off it and then helping those who've been displaced by it. And like the Caucasian, he benefited. He got the governor of Mississippi got major contracts, $27 million contracts between him and his whole family. It was cronyism to the, off of Katrina, and none of our people got that. Got these, I don't know what you call them, the FEMA cards is what they got. But what they had on there, a grand or less, and some trailers. Like, we could have did way much more if we made $1 billion trading a hurricane. It sounds far-fetched, but you can actually trade a hurricane. $1 billion to go back into that area now and help. Maybe buy an entire motel or a hotel, a 360-room hotel. Here you go. We bought five of them, maybe. Or we're giving families $20,000 apiece to rebuild. That's a lot better than saying I'm praying for you with a good heart. No, I have money, and let's go in there and do that. See, it puts a trader, it puts you in the God power rather than our rhetoric of saying we God. That's just rhetoric with no power behind it. Trading puts power behind it because without economic power, you can't really do anything. You got the right thinking, you got the right morals, you got no money. We put all that together, now we become very powerful. And we're trading things that look paradoxical on the surface. You know, trading hurricanes. We see a hurricane in this company. It's the Lord of the Worlds. They're sending it that way. That's the God. He's doing what he's doing. We got to kind of counter that, if I can use that word loosely. Counter that. Okay, he's going to do that. It's going to displace our people. Trade it. Make profit off it. Go help those people that's displaced. Go rebuild. That's displaced. Yeah, that puts us in a far greater position than saying, hey, I'm praying for you. Because really, why pray for people if God is the one causing it? I just don't do that personally. I'm trying to understand. However, if I trade it, puts me in a much more powerful position to go help, to act on what I feel, the empathy that I feel for those people that are suffering from that loss. I can go act on. I can do something significant. That puts us in a power position. Trading opens your mind up to all of that. All of those possibilities, whether it's paradoxical, whether it looks like it's bad on the surface, it is paradoxical. Trading opens that up to you. And I advise everyone that's listening that's not learning right now, learn to trade. Really, I can't stress that more than enough. Learn how to trade. It really has an effect on your mindset, how you see the world, how you interact with the world, how you spend your money, how you count your expenses. It changes your whole idea of how you consume and how you go about. So I promise you, this for me was the best thing that happened to me since getting knowledge itself. It's right there with it. So like I said publicly, I'm eternally grateful to Brother Fox for bringing that knowledge because he didn't have to. He could have kept it to himself, but he didn't. He was diligent, and he's been reaching out to our people, particularly the brothers in the nation, and been trying to get us to adhere to something that he has 25 years experience doing and has been very successful at it. And he's teaching us how to fish for ourselves. So we don't just have empty rhetoric behind it. We have economic power behind what we say and can act on our will. So that's what I advise, Brother Trey Logical. But I appreciate everyone coming. And tune in next week because it's just going to be as more informative than it was today.
Brother, definitely. For those sisters who are online who joined us tonight, this is not just for the brothers, okay? How many single moms do you know that need to definitely improve their economic and financial position and station in life? How many sisters you know that are struggling? How many causes and efforts and movements that just exist among black women in our community in general that need to be funded? When we put ourselves in this position, as Brother Trader Maddox said, when we put ourselves in this position, then those thoughts that may not occur to brothers, may not occur to anybody else, they'll occur to you. And those are needs that you see that can be addressed and can be addressed by putting yourself in a position of power. That's what this is, that's what is being offered right now. Okay? So make it a point, make it your business. If you're not already connected, as I said earlier, to Trader Fox on Facebook, make sure you connect with him, okay? Any one of the brothers or sisters, because there are sisters out there who are part of the Black Trading Gods. Make yourself known, make a friend, you know, hit us in the inbox and ask, how do we find out more about actually entering into the Simple Trend system, learning what we need to learn so that we can all lock arms, move forward together, and make a difference in this world. The Black Trading God Trader Exhibit is back online. He has one more thing to chime in on.
Can you hear me, family?
Yes, sir. Hear you loud and clear.
Praise be to Allah. I just wanted to say one last thing. I think you and Brother Matic kind of hit on it. You know, we just want to qualify ourselves. And, you know, it's kind of a part of the reason why we are the mindset we had that you spoke on earlier about wanting so little. And it's partly because we don't feel that we can do certain things. Well, when you learn to participate in the world market, how much more valuable do you think you will feel about yourself? How much more can you move out? How much more gas does that put in your tank to conquer, to be more than you've ever been before? So learning trading also gives you a value of self, which is very important in life in general. That's all I wanted to say.
You're right. That's that specialized knowledge. You know, anytime I can't get over it. Anytime that I've had to go and spend money, it was because somebody put themselves in a position to make sure that you had to come to them. As brother, as this conference was going on tonight, my mind was on, for the most part, the people who were down in Haiti who were still suffering as a result of the terrible earthquake that hit them a few years ago. There are publicly traded companies that are down there profiting off of pain and suffering and keeping those people in pain and suffering. And guess what? The only position that we're in is to be mad about it. You know, to shake a finger and say they're wrong for, you know, doing that. They could help those people. Why don't we put ourselves in position? Trade the opportunities that are there for us to trade, and then create a means and a way for us to declare that we will make a difference and go down there and help those people. We got an obligation and a responsibility and a duty to do those things.
Good point, Brother Trader Logical, because we protest. You notice us as a people, that's just what our default strategy to do is protest. We're mad about it. And protest is really, you have no power to change what it is you're complaining about. But no, let's trade the market. Trade those companies that's in there. Trade the market, period, whatever it is. Take that money and then go help Haiti. See, no longer should we just wait and protest. Like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, it makes way more sense to me as I think about it right now. You waiting on others to do for you when you can do it yourself. That's just real. Learn how to trade. Get that trading knowledge. Go trade the markets and then go help our own people because we have money to do it. We're waiting on somebody to give us a job to do it. They ain't giving us no job. They don't even have enough for their own, let alone us. And if they do give us something, we're the first fired, last hired. We know how it go. We already know this. It's been that way. It's going to continue to be that way, if not worse. But that's a great point. Why protest? Trade. That's going to be a slogan for me. Why protest? Just trade. Trade, go get that money, go get the resources, and then go do what you need to do. To hell with them. It really is that simple.
We've been coming up with slogans and whatnot all night. We got to find a way to record all these, man. We came up with about six or seven over the last couple of hours. But, yeah, we could have a book of them. But that's it. We're at the end of the teleconference. It's almost it's approaching 10 o'clock on the East Coast, so we definitely don't want to take up too much of your time. thanks for joining the Black Trading Gods. We're going to be back here again next weekend with another topic. So look out for the announcements. You're definitely invited. Share the archive after this recording is over. We're definitely going to have this recorded so other people can hear this. But if you can't catch the archive, come back next weekend. Catch us live. Peace and blessings, folks.
Yourself.